Sitka Republican Bert Stedman organizes the Coastal Caucus and calls meetings, but he says that with only 5 members, there won't be any need for an actual chairman. 5 doesn't sound like a big coalition, but Alaska has only 20 senators. All of the Coastal Caucus members are in the 15-member majority. Senator Stedman has done his math.
When all 5 of us agree on something, it'll definitely make an impact.
Stedman says the Coastal Caucus has been an informal feature of the Alaska Senate for about 10 years and consisted of himself, Gary Stevens from Kodiak, and Tom Wagoner from Kenai. The 3 would occasionally meet to discuss policy issues of common interest. Because of changes in the political landscape in the capital, the new Coastal Caucus is going to meet more often.
After the restructuring of the Senate, it became very evident that the interest needed to be broadened out, and coastal communities needed to have a voice in that. And the way to do that more effectively was to formalize the group a little bit more and expand it.
Senator Wagner lost his seat in the primary last year, but his successor, Pete Machiki of Soldotna, is on board. Donnie Olson from Golovin is also in, as is Juneau Senator Dennis Egan. Stedman and Gary Stevens, until last year, were 2 of the biggest players in the Senate, as co-chair of the Finance Committee and Senate President, respectively. They governed in a coalition with 10 Senate Democrats. Now that the new Republican majority runs the Senate, Stedman is candid about the Coastal Caucus's role in balancing the influence of the rail belt. The Coastal Caucus could have gone a step further, but chose not to.
The area that we're missing, of course, is out in the Aleutian Chain and the big deltas of the Yukon and Kuskokwim, and that's Lyman Hoffman, and he sits in the minority. But I'm sure we're going to have conversations with him from time to time also.
Stedman says the main policy drivers for the Coastal Caucus will be energy, transportation, and communication. He stresses that the caucus is working toward balance, not polarity. He does not want the legislature to lose a sense of common purpose that has taken years to develop.
I've counseled my colleagues that going back to the urban-rural divide in Alaska is not a good idea. It's not in the best interest of the citizens of the state and creates a somewhat difficult working environment. And quite frankly, a lot of our citizens then get left out or pushed into the background. And there's no doubt in my mind that that's the direction that the legislative arena has taken.
Stedman says the Senate Coastal Caucus has been in the works for about a month. Its first steps will be to take a hard look at several Senate bills which have fiscal notes in the hundreds of millions, with much of that funding targeted at the rail belt. The caucus will also examine the composition of the Board of Fisheries and other policymaking bodies which may not have adequate coastal representation. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.